Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great
to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Hour number two, we're going to have a special guest that will be with us. He is the author of a book, Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters. Jared Knott is his name, and he is the author of this brand new book. And we'll clue you in about it as we get closer to bringing him on to the program. But it's really 39 ways, 39 different little mistakes that were made. Wow, okay. Hang on just a minute. We got a volume issue going on here. So let me get that figured out real quick. Oh my, yes. Volume was not good this morning. There we go. Now we're back. Now the volume is back. Okay, so 39 blunders, tiny mistakes that led to big disasters and changed the world forever. And we will get his take on that. And then also his insight with regards to how that relates to Vladimir Zelensky and what's going on with the Ukraine right now as well. So he is a decorated combat infantry officer from Vietnam's 1st Air Cavalry Division. So we'll have that coming up for you. I'm hoping we're going to have Larry Klayman with us for an hour coming up at the bottom of the hour and into the next hour, although I'm still waiting to get that confirmed. But I've got a lot of information for you this morning. If Larry's not able to join us, we'll get a video presentation from Pastor Vitaly, who's boots on the ground over there in the Ukraine, and some information from him, specifically some things that you can be praying about, as well as information that he's getting directly from friends of his that are defending Ukraine and the Ukrainian army around the area that he's in. Remember that he's just outside of Kiev. So we'll get an update from him, and I'll play that update live for you on the program if Larry doesn't join us. And then also I'll share with you an article that I've been sharing around that is entitled The True Root of American Conservatism. And we'll go through that article with you as well. But I want to begin, as we do each and every Friday, with my good friend. He is the founder and author at My Grandchildren's America. He is a patriot extraordinaire. And I want to welcome Don Jans to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What a wonderful, wonderful introduction.
Well, a well-deserved introduction, my good friend, a well-deserved introduction. I also am probably at some point, I don't know that I'm going to get into it on this show. Well, yeah, probably not. But I have to tell you that I continue to be very concerned, Don, about where we are here in Texas. And I did bring up earlier this week that there was a queer book club meeting that was planned right here in my community and targeting 14-year-old kids. The flyer specifically said 14 and above. So 14-year-olds, this is it was referred to as a diversity club, And then in the writings, they say that they're going to that it is focused on queer people and reading queer focused books. And that's its target. And folks,
in what town was this? In what town was this? Sodom or Gomorrah?
Unfortunately, right here, we did have quite a few people, parents that became concerned about it, and additionally, but then we had people from outside of our community, of course, that wanted to weigh in, and I had put something up just inquiring because I heard about it Sunday afternoon. I heard they were going to have this gathering, and you know. I'm concerned for our kids, and let's be clear, okay? The LGBTQ goal is found in the overhauling of Straight America document that was written in 1989. And they go back to, LGBTQ Celebrate Stone, LGBTQ... Celebrate Stone. What is that called? It is Stonewall. Stonewall. So for those that may not be familiar with this, or maybe you've heard a different story, Stonewall. Don, do you know the story of Stonewall?
I do not.
So the Stonewall Uprising, quote unquote, is what is referred to by the LGBTQ community as the launching of their declaration for independence and fairness and so on and so on. What they don't tell you, what they leave out, is that Stonewall was a gay bar in New York in one of the boroughs. Indications are that it was owned by the mafia. And what the mafia used it for is they would lure politicians to the bar, and then they would use that to blackmail politicians in New York in order to get certain political favors. That's my understanding. That's the story. At any rate, bottom line is Stonewall was a gay bar, a homosexual, a sodomite bar. In this borough, it became so bad, and what was going on in the bar spilled out into the streets, and became so rank that Ed Koch, who Don is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, Ed Koch brought the police in to shut Stonewall down, and that's the event. But the lead up was this: young boys coming from the Midwest would arrive on the subway station that was near the Stonewall Bar. And Stonewall sodomites, predators, would hang out down there, and they would meet these young men as they would come off of the train, and they would try to entice them with drugs. And they would say, come with me, man. I got some good stuff. Come on, you know. And then they would get them into the men's room, and they would give them some of this good stuff and get them inebriated, and then they would rape them. And then they would turn them into male prostitutes. And they were having sex orgies in the park near the Stonewall Bar. The Stonewall Bar sat in a nice middle-class neighborhood in one of those boroughs. And it became so bad that in the mornings when the moms would take their youngsters out for a walk in the park, they would find naked men in the tan bark area underneath the swing sets and lying on the park benches. And in many instances, they would find naked men having sex. And it became so obviously so horrific. And then there were anywhere that there was a vacant apartment, they would take over and they would become drug. I'm trying to think of the phraseology for that. Flop houses. They would become drug flop houses, and they were driving families out of that area by the droves. And then they would go in. Well, then the landlords were yelling at Koch and saying, hey, you need to do something about this. This needs to stop. We can't rent these properties. Nobody wants to live here. And it was all about deviant sex, perverted behavior and raping young men. And it was sickness is what it was. It was just total deviance. And that is exactly the homosexual agenda. If you read The Overhauling of Straight America, is about trying to desensitize America and make America basically say that their deviant behavior should somehow be legally protected. And they've accomplished that. And what they're doing to our children, if you watch The Mind Polluters, it exposes it. But people should be aware. The Comprehensive Sex Education Program is based on Albert Kinsey's research, wherein he took 4-month-olds and assaulted them and strapped them down and forced their bodies to have orgasms. In one instance, they record 27 orgasms in a 24-hour period, Don, and they called that science.
I know.
It's sick. It's sick. Absolutely sick. And so this is the kind of stuff that they want to read in the libraries. And this is the kind of these are the kinds of books that librarians, apparently, like the one here in Bandera, Texas, has sitting on their shelves, that are designed to pervert and poison the minds of children and cause confusion amongst our youth about their sexual identity, and ultimately to see things like we saw at the 500-meter women's national championship, where a man won the race. A man won the race. And they talk about wanting to protect and defend women's rights. You're not defending women's rights by having a man swim in the women's competition. Sorry. Go ahead, Don.
Well,
sorry.
And then we go on and we have a man serving in a higher echelon of our government that pretends they're a woman, and they're named the USA Woman of the Year.
And Charlie Kirk was just banned. I'm gonna give you the whole 7 minutes, but coming out of the break. But Charlie Kirk was banned on Twitter. He was temporarily suspended on Twitter for calling that man a man and giving his real male name. He's taken on an assumed identity to pretend that he's a woman, and he's not a woman. He's a man. And this isn't a hermaphrodite. This isn't somebody who was born that hormones were forced upon them, and when they removed all the hormones, they naturally sorted out what they were. That's not the same thing. Those are two different issues. Back up to this.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. There's a video that's still out that you can find on the Stonehenge, Stonewall, on the real Stonewall history, and I've had it up on my site a number of times. I've shared it several times. That goes into all of this history, and it's just, you know, it's not good. And what is happening in our education system is not good. And you know, the help side to this is that the folks that are bound in this, that are confused by it or been indoctrinated into it, there's hope for healing through Jesus Christ. But we're combating an agenda and that spirit that has come, and you can't, and as a larger picture, Don, and let me throw this to you, but there's an evil. There is a Satan. There is a devil. He is real. And there is a real evil battle between good and evil that is taking place. And the darkness rejects the light. And man has a nature that has to be put on the cross so that he can be set free. And that's what Jesus Christ promised.
And that's what he has done throughout history. That's what he's done throughout history. When we look at, and people know, I'm sure by now, that I love history. And I love history simply because history tells us what's going to happen in the future. And history also, to a certain extent, well, to a large extent, explains what is taking place now. And when we look at history, what we find, we can go back certainly into the days right after Joshua, where we see a people living a free, prosperous life. And then the evils of hell, driven by Satan, start to take over. And what are these evils of hell? They center around a couple of different things. They center around sex. You become sexually perverted. And we have sexual perversions rampant in our nation right now. We have a nominee for the Supreme Court who supports and promotes these very things about which you were speaking. And that would be the use of children for adult sexual perversion. It's sick, but that's the evil of hell. The evil of hell has as a goal to destroy the core family unit, because in a good, strong society, the core family unit, where the children are taught their values, not by the state, but by the church and by the family, are good, strong societies, and they thrive. And Satan comes in and says, we have to destroy that. And so he goes into the sexual perversion. The other thing that usually runs along with this is some type of child sacrifice. In our society, this is done through abortion. In previous societies, it was oftentimes done as a sacrifice to some god established by Satan. And so those two things always run together. And then we always have Satan coming in and using the church. And he will say, oh, yes, it's okay to worship God, but you must also add these other things, some type of a Baal, some type of an Asherah, some type of a, you must have your preacher preaching about how God promises riches, and money becomes one of these evils. And we see this pattern throughout history. We in the United States are right in the middle of it. Well, I don't think we're in the middle of it. We're well along the way. What happens as these evils of hell start to take over a society, forces of tyranny come in. And so any free society that you had, now you have all of these people talking about having a king that rules over the society and dictates to everybody how they have to live their life, choices that they must make, how they must think. This is the driving force of the American left today, is to use these evils of hell to bring forth these forces of tyranny. Their ultimate goal now appears to be a one world order where we destroy all borders and you have one dominant group and all of the rest of us have to be servants to that dominant group, and we have to live our life as they dictate. We have to think the way they want us to think. We have to make the choices they make. How do we fight this? There's really only one way to fight it. Only one way. There's only been one way that has ever been successful in fighting these movements, and that is to turn back to God.
Amen.
The interesting thing is that God, when we think of him, and he's always been, he'll always be, and he still loves us enough to come and save us.
And he did.
That is the incredibility.
He sent his son, he sent his son Jesus Christ so that we might be saved from. And this is, you know, the enemy perverting people and perverting our world. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He has been fighting and continues to fight. And it is a fight. Folks, this is a battle that we are in. We are in a battle. We're in a battle between good and evil. We are in a battle between those that want to take down the United States of America and its constitutional republic, and many would suggest that our republic has already been
undone and destroyed by years of very calculated efforts and the institution of something called the 45 goals of the Communist Party, along with Russia, the CCP, Islam, all of it, to take down our Judeo-Christian values. And my next guest is fighting back. He started Judicial Watch. He has also started FreedomWatchUSA.org, and he's currently engaged in projects using what our founders told us to use should our nation end up in the peril that it is in today. I welcome Larry Klayman to the program. Larry, good to have you. Thanks for being here.
My honor, Pastor.
Well, so first of all, you know, you've been working on this stuff now for some time, but I think the events that took place January the 6th and what has happened to those Americans who were there acting upon their First Amendment rights, that really accelerated your efforts. Am I understating that or overstating that, or am I on target with that thought?
It was a manifestation of what I've been saying is going to happen. And it really was, although mostly peaceful, it was really a prelude to something like the storming of the Bastille in France in 1789. It was the beginning of the revolution, of perhaps a more violent revolution, although that was not violent, because the American people saw, at least the people that were there, that all three branches of government had become corrupt to the core, and that the federal judiciary in particular, including the Supreme Court, would not stand in the stead for the American people. And that was predicted by Thomas Jefferson. He said, unelected, unaccountable to the people, federal judges and Supreme Court justices would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again every 20 years or so. That's what you're seeing. And the culmination was is that when President Trump could not even get a hearing on a well-brought case by the Attorney General of Texas over an election dispute between the states, as the way Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and others were counting votes or not counting them or whatever they were doing, which was apparently either fraudulent or highly irregular. That was the trigger point. But now we're in a situation where there's a complete effort by the left to, number one, take control of our lives. They tried to use COVID-19. That's continuing. Now there's talk, you know, of a new variant. And Fauci now says we're going to have to go back to the way we were, in effect. Using the FBI and Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, as a Gestapo, to quell all dissent, to lock up January 6th protesters without even right, you know, of getting bail, and then throwing them in prison. Many of them have been thrown in prison, although they were peaceful. Men dumping trillions of dollars into the economy to create a disincentive to work and also to create rising inflation, allowing for a border with no control to allow drug traffickers, human traffickers, and drugs and terrorists to come across our southern border, destroying Judeo-Christian values and ethics to the point that there's no distinction between a man and a woman anymore. And you heard, of course, the new Supreme Court justice to be, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who frankly is less than intelligent. I've been in front of her before. She didn't even know really what the Freedom of Information Act was when I appeared in front of her a few years ago in the lower court. She doesn't know the difference between a man and a woman because she doesn't want to know the difference between a man and a woman because they want to, you know, push perversion on our kids. Then, of course, destroying the military and creating rampant crime by defunding police, allowing police to be attacked, assaulted, battered, and even killed to create instability. That's what the left has done. And you cap it all off, Pastor Greg, with a alleged president, because I don't view him as legitimate, Joe Biden, a president who, frankly, is mentally gone, physically gone, and stupid to begin with. I mean, that's why the guy couldn't win for presidency before. He plagiarized other people's words because he's not smart enough to actually create anything himself. And yesterday, in the most outrageous, dishonest, frankly disgusting appearance I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot for him, he says, well, sanctions were never intended against Russia to stop the Ukraine war. Then why do we have sanctions that are simply provocative, that will not accomplish any purpose, which could potentially trigger a nuclear war because we've cut Russia off from the rest of the world? Now, Russia, you know, if you're going to deal with Ukraine, you get in, you do the job, and you get out. And, you know, it's the old story. When you get up on the dance floor, either you dance or you sit down. You don't mess around. And that's what we've done in Ukraine. And we're, you know, we're seeing a Holocaust in the making over there. And frankly, it's a disgrace that they won't even give them the material to defend themselves. These are Christians and Jews. They're not Muslims.
That's
These
right.
Christians and Jews want liberty.
Yeah.
There are people. There are people. And by the way, you know, I never had such great pride at being half Ukrainian before.
Well, and they're not,
which I am. Yeah.
And they're not, and they're not the Nazis that the disinformation campaigns are trying to propagate them as, and Putin is nobody's hero.
No, absolutely not. Look, we have Nazis everywhere. We have Nazis in this country. You know, that's a few Nazis here and there, right? But that's not the issue. The issue is these people want freedom. These people are us.
Yes.
And it's going to spread to
Poland.
Neighboring countries in the Baltic states. It will then spread to Western Europe, and it'll then be here. And North Korea is now shooting off intercontinental ballistic missiles again, nearly hitting Japan. Iran is preparing to, you know, launch their offensives against Israel. And I might add, I love the state of Israel, but the government, frankly, I think Jews, I'm a Jewish Christian, you know, I became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Christ. But the government of Israel needs to remember that the Jewish people, endured 6 million dead, and they need to do more to help the Ukrainians. I think they're acting in a disgraceful fashion as well, the government of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and unfortunately, there's corruption has found its way right here. This is why you and I are having this conversation that we're having right now, is because of our own deep state and corruption issues, and the fact that our constitutional republic has been usurped and has been replaced by an out of control judiciary, a legislative branch that has absolutely abdicated its role. And we've turned into essentially an authoritarian state where the government, as you said, has taken entities like the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Justice and has turned them on the citizens, and we have been put under a type of what is it when you lock everyone up? They declare
a gulag.
Yeah, well, gulag.
It's like a gulag.
Yeah, absolutely, like a gulag. But I'm talking about when martial law. They instituted a form of martial law against us with these mask mandates and vaccine mandates and shutdowns and lockdowns, without actually declaring martial law. They just declared a medical emergency, quote unquote, a fake health care emergency, and they locked everyone in their homes.
Well, because they believe in total government control. They don't believe in God, by and large. Government is their God. And when you do not have a federal judiciary and state judiciary that will stand in the stead for the American people, that will protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government and from ourselves, then you're in a revolutionary mode. And that's what I write about in the sequel to my book, It Takes a Revolution. There's a new book that's out. I hope people will get it. It takes a counter-revolution, Wake Up America. You can get it at freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org, and all major booksellers online, such as amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. But the point is that we've reached the revolutionary state right now. And what I'm proposing is peaceful and legal means to try to work it out before we get to the other part. I don't want to see it, neither do you. but we need to take our legal system back. Joe Biden needs to be removed as president now. We can't withstand another 3 years of this brain dead, excuse the French, moron as president, totally corrupt, took bribes from Russia, took bribes from Ukraine when it was under another government before Zelensky, mm-hmm. took bribes from communist China. You can explain his actions now. And now even the New York Times wants to get rid of him. They just validated the Hunter Biden laptop, which has the incriminating evidence. So we're going to try him in a people's court in April, get a conviction, and then ask the military and police to carry it out. He needs to be thrown in the slammer.
We're going to take a quick break, Larry. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. And I want you to explain how people can get involved in this effort to peacefully bring America back to the constitutional republic that our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence support. Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Larry Klayman, attorney, freedomwatchusa.org, brand new book out. It takes a counter-revolution. It takes a counter-revolution. And if you pick it up at Amazon, please use Amazon Smile and pick Faith Harvest Church as your place to donate. Faith Harvest Church. That supports our radio show here, Chosen Generation Radio, and it also supports our ministry in India, where we are reaching out to the hidden and forgotten people in India, and we're having a huge impact in Punjab, Jammu, and Kashmir, and also a huge impact on the political class there in India. And folks, we need India as an ally. We need India as an American ally, and that's why China and Russia and Iran are going after them so hard. Okay, Larry Klayman is my guest. Larry, you were talking about the convening and of a citizens' grand juries and indictments against members of this deep state cabal that have taken over our free government, which is no longer free, and our nation. Talk to me about how people can get engaged in that work. Can they get more information about that and what exactly you're doing?
You can go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. I talk about in the book, It Takes the Counter-Revolution. In 1992, Justice Scalia wrote a majority opinion that said the grand jury belonged to the American people, not to the three branches of government. That applies to our legal system as a whole. And you might remember, Pastor Greg, in our Declaration of Independence, it talks about the laws of nature and nature's God governing the Declaration. It didn't talk about the law of the king or the law of the state. And we have to take matters into our own legal hands now, because we can't survive another 3 years with Biden as president. Now, we've already indicted Biden. We held a citizens grand jury. You can watch it at freedomwatchusa.org. Now we're going to try it in front of a court, a citizens court of law, and we're going to seek his conviction, among other things, for bribery from communist China, Russia, and Ukraine before it was a new government under Zelensky. Through Burisma, monies were being laundered through Hunter Biden. Tony Bobulinski, who, you know, gave testimony to Tucker Carlson a while back, said what he was going to be part of that. He got out of it. He didn't want to be part of it. But the big guy, Biden, was going to get 10%. We also know from Hunter Biden's laptop that even Biden's daughter was saying, hey, I want some of that money. Just don't give it all to Dad. This is to Hunter. And then, of course, there's the research that Peter Schweitzer did, you know, which confirms a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And so there's more than enough evidence to convict him. We got to get rid of the guy. The guy is more dangerous than Putin. He really is, in terms of the existence of this country. He's not just a disgrace, but his actions are destroying this country. They've nearly destroyed it up to now.
It's calculated.
The risk of
calculated. You know, I mean, that's the thing that people need to understand, that there is a
this is a very calculated effort, Larry.
It is. It is. But he's just the stooge. And
yes,
you know, right
yes.
now he's so mentally gone. He obviously has the onset of Alzheimer's or something like that. He's not capable of being president, and he says dumb things. You know, yesterday he said in Brussels, well, I never intended sanctions to work. And then he says that if Russia uses chemical weapons, that we'll respond in kind. What the heck does that mean? You know, I mean, obviously we have to respond, but in kind. So if they just do a little bit of chemical weapons, then that's, we just respond a little bit. You know, he's a moron. That's what he is. And then you've got a vice president, allegedly. I don't recognize her either, Kamala Harris, who is even dumber than he is. And she doesn't even have the onset of Alzheimer's. So it's frightening. And then you've got the radical left. You've got radical atheists. You've got radical Muslims. You've got radical members of the Marxian Jewish left. You've got radical gays, lesbians, transgenders, and transsexuals. You've got radical blacks. You've got radical Muslims. These are the people in control of this country now. And they're using Biden and Harris as their stooges and the administration. It is a frightening situation if you have kids and grandkids. And if you're sitting on the couch retired, counting your shekels, if you care about your kids and grandkids and future generations, then rise up and play a role. One way you can do it is at freedomwatchusa.org. Contribute to our cause. Contribute to your cause, Pastor Greg. But do something. Just don't sit there and be entertained by what you see on cable news. And that's the message of my book. And then I believe we need to declare independence and form a new government, not a new nation, a new government. You know, the Republicans, all they do is raise money. That's all they do, money and power. And, you know, they go on Fox News smiling because they're happy about what's going on because they think that's going to get them power. It's disgusting. It's disgusting on both sides. We need new political parties as well.
Well, and folks, the degeneracy that is being thrust upon our children, the breakdown of their innocence, is a major part. I'll talk about this in the next half hour, Larry. I've written actually an article, a document. It's called The True Root of American Conservatism. And it outlines, you know, the scriptural basis for what conservatism is about and where it comes from and why we can't build our house on sand and how critically important it is to understand the victimization of children and us sitting back. We're not going to be held innocent. The church has embraced this idea of a rapture, a get out of jail free card, and they believe that Jesus is going to come back with candy canes and peddling daisies. And that's not what Revelation says. He's sitting on a white horse with a sword and fire coming out of his eyes. He's coming back to destroy wickedness and evil. And if you're a part of that wickedness and evil, whether you're an active part or whether you are a passive participant, there is a line in the sand, ladies and gentlemen. There are two armies. There is God's army and there is Satan's army. And you have to make a choice. Lukewarm gets spewed out. And Larry, I believe that's what you're saying.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, you think of what's going on right now. Think about what went on in ancient Egypt with Moses when God sent plagues, killed the firstborn Egyptian male of every family, which, you know, created the daylight for Moses to leave with his people.
Yep.
And he found the promised land in 40 years.
Yep.
You know, I think God is telling us in a wake-up call right now.
In closing, let me say that what we are witnessing is the rise of an evil axis. Russia, China, and Iran, Poo, Chi, and Rossi, all aspire to grow empires and advance their visions of dominance. All have empty, soulless ideologies of death and torture. They are all godless. Yes, Islam is a godless cult of death and destruction. In fact, they are so ruthless that even the Nazi SS abandoned them in Africa during World War II because their atrocities were too much even for them. Here in the West, we can hardly conceive or even imagine this kind of evil. Yet the atheism that it spawns, it has made its way into the minds of our children. This is the real battle. There is no power on earth that can repel this kind of evil with its resolve, save the goodness of God revealed in the sons of God, blood bought through Jesus Christ, our King, and America was chosen for such a time as this. The Bible reminds us that the word does not return void, but prospers in everything that it is sent out to do. The seed of the word of God is deep in the soil of America. Blood was spilt on this land to pay for the freedom that Benjamin Franklin spoke of. More blood was spilt in an attempt to obtain that more perfect union in our civil structure. Still more American blood has been spilt across the globe in the pursuit of stopping despots like the ones we face today. First, we must put our house in order. And that begins by reestablishing the firm foundation of God and Christian virtues in our children. Therefore, we must loudly declare that America is God's country and that He is the author of life, the giver of liberty, and the sustainer of happiness. The rights are non-negotiable, and those who would fritter them away are not friends but enemies of our nation. Stop letting them tell you these are social issues. These are issues of life and death. We must choose God. We must apply the full measure of the gospel of Jesus Christ so we can wield the most powerful weapon that we have, the Holy Spirit, so we may be identified like the mighty men of valor who fought with David on the side of God in Israel. What we have access to wield is a mighty weapon, the faith of the Son of God. It has been deposited in us, and if it were not so mighty, why would the enemies work so hard to try to disarm us? Let me give you a little story to illustrate. In 1997, I was in Washington, D.C. for the Promise Keepers Million Man Prayer Rally for America, Stand in the Gap. It was called Stand in the Gap, and as I traveled on the train from Long Island, New York, with two friends, Don and Patrick, you could feel the power of God at work. As we approached the grounds where the event was being held, we encountered protesters who were there standing against the event. I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me to have an encounter with them, and so I did. They were yelling at those passing by and were surprised when we stopped at their protest area. They were behind a roped-in area, and the news cameras were all focused on this group. None of them wanted to cover the wives of the men who were a block further away and had come out to cheer their husbands on and testify about how great Promise Keepers was and how their husbands had been positively changed. We spoke to several of them and even got interviewed for a local TV broadcast. They were decidedly against the event and the organization. After a short while, one of the individuals we were speaking to came out from behind the barrier and began to walk with us as we were heading to the event. We reached a crosswalk and they were proceeding away from the event, and we had to part ways as we were going to the event. Just as the sign said walk and they were going to leave, I felt the power of God come over me, and in a very gentle manner, I placed my hand upon the atheist's chest and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I claim your soul." That was it. He looked a little confused, but also seemed to be grateful that I cared. There was an elderly couple walking along that had joined the conversation and were quite hostile to our Christian worldview. Immediately after I did this, they came unglued. They screamed at me, "What have you done? You've done evil. You've done an evil thing. We're going to report you. This is unfair. You cannot do that." The man I prayed for said not to worry. No one was reporting anything, and we continued to the event, and they proceeded to cross the street with the couple still yelling at us. it did not dawn on me at the time, but what was unfair if they were atheists and did not believe in God? Why were they so shaken? I know why. Do you? And this is my reason for optimism. God bless you.